out of situations. That tug of war with me, all day long that I struggle for the answers that I need. Then I come in to his presence, all my questions become clear. And in that sacred moment, no doubts can interfere. It's in the presence of Jehovah God. Of the King.
First Corinthians chapter 11. It's wonderful to hear God's word. I think it's just the best what we can hear in our life. First Corinthians chapter 11, we read from verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do shew the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we love you so much that we could come around your table this evening for the Lord's Supper. And we are so grateful to be called God's children, to know that we belong to this mysterious body of Christ Jesus. Lord, I pray that you may bless us, Lord. Bless everyone who partake on the Lord's Supper in the communion this night, Lord. Bless us in a wonderful way, we pray, Lord. And we want to bless all the body of Christ worldwide. You know where they are. You know the needs they have, Lord. We bless them and we pray, may you provide everything what they need for life, Lord. In Jesus Christ, we want to give you all the glory in advance. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to take some minutes before we take the communion. And I have really also appreciated this morning to be together with you. And I think it's wonderful if you know the Lord is the Lord in our life, sitting at the throne of our heart. And really a word has touched my soul, and I want to speak a little bit about it, like we have read in the Bible, for if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. And I want to share with you some thoughts of the prophet about it. It has really helped me a lot to understand how God's prophet spoke about this wonderful subject. We heard this morning about the mind of Christ, and the prophet said in one quote, he said, we are finite, we stumble in darkness. God likened us to sheep, and we must have a leader. And that leader is not a man, that leader is a Holy Ghost. The Spirit of Christ among us. A little while and the world sees me no more. And then he said an interesting quote. It really helped me also to understand. He said, his physical being was raised up to the throne of God, where the Spirit was on the throne. Now is Jesus on the throne in a physical form. And then he said, a little while, and the world sees me no more, yet ye shall see me, for I will be with you to the end of the world, even in you. The throne of God, of Christ, is erected into your heart. So at the same time, the throne of Christ is erected into our heart. It's wonderful. It's erected into our heart. And he is sitting in physical form on God's throne in heaven. Jesus. He's God. He's sitting in a physical form on God's throne in heaven today, just now, doing intercession work, waiting till the last redeemable are called out, brought in. And at the same time, Christ is sitting, is erected into the throne of God, is erected into our heart, and he, Christ, is sitting on our throne. I think it's wonderful. This is number one. He is sitting on our throne. And I thought about this word in First Peter chapter 4, verse 17. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? So I think I'm very glad that he, Christ, is sitting at the throne of my heart to help me, to judge me when I'm not right, to keep me in line with the world, to help me to go not astray, to be not deceived, because in my human mind I have a battle every day, and the devil is attacking us, and it's not easy for us in life. But Christ, the King, is sitting at the throne of my heart. He's telling me, no, that's not right. He's telling me what I have to do. He's judging me, and I'm glad to be judged. I'm glad to be corrected. I'm glad that he's keeping me in line with the world. I'm very glad about it. I'm glad that I can come to the house of the Lord to be corrected, because love is corrective. So he came down, Christ, Revelation chapter 10. The prophet spoke about it. The judge came down with a white wig. Christ himself, to help you and me to come in order with him, to unite with him, yeah, to be right with him. Hallelujah. That's wonderful. He came to do a work first at the house of the Lord. And we are the house of the Lord. We are his house. And he came first for us, also for just judgment in a positive way, not in a negative way, because I prefer to be judged today instead to be judged at the white throne. I'm glad that the word of the Lord is correcting myself, helping myself, telling me what is right and wrong. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The church. Yes, the church. To help me to become, hallelujah, a Christian. To become, to be formed in the image of Christ. To think right, to speak right, to walk right, to do right. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you understand what I say? Amen. The prophet said, I love this quote very much. He said it in the Revelation chapter 4. He said, whosoever will let him pass the riven veil. He speaks about the veil between the holy and the holy of holies. Yeah, the veil. And he said, oh, glory be to God. Whosoever will, let him tear down the curtains of his own will and let God come into his heart. You have to tear down the curtains of your own will. Yeah, that God may come and to be king in your life. The prophet said, there is a will to do God's will. And then he said, there is Christ on his judgment seat in human heart. Ah, I like it. Here's Christ on his judgment seat in the human heart. What is to happen? What is to happen? And then he said, moment, yeah, I need to. You say, I got here all right. I can tell dirty jokes. It don't condemn me. Why? You ain't got nothing it can condemn. You have got nothing in you. Yeah. Why? It ain't got nothing it can condemn. No. Once there to take it out, no, there is to condemn you. Well, I tell you, the woman say, I can have short hair, it don't condemn me. It's no wonder, see. I can wear shorts, I can do this, the man said, I don't hurt me to smoke cigarettes. It don't hurt me to play some cards and shoot some dice and whatever they do. It don't hurt me. And they still belong to the church. Don't hurt me to do this. Why? Why? There's nothing there to judge you. We should be very glad if we have something in us to judge us. We should be very grateful. Then when God can... The great Saint Paul, he said, I die daily. Nevertheless, I live, and not me live. Christ liveth in me. There is the inner veil. Oh, brother, he said. Oh, brother, hallelujah. And then he said it again. He said, how is self-will? Why will you call that self-will, Brother Branham? Because it puts a man and woman back again, just like Adam and Eve at the Garden of Eden. On what? The two trees, self-will. This one is death, this one is life, self-will, free moral agency. God placed the first man, Adam and Eve, right here on free moral agency. He places you the same place. And the only way that you can get this thing fixed in here is your own self-will. Hallelujah. Your self-will, you have to will to do God's will. You have to get rid of your own will to let God's will come in. For this is the only channel that leads into the heart. This is the only gate. This is called self-will. You are the boss of what goes in there. And what does it do? What is this? The body must be washed, the labor, sanctified at here, filled with the Holy Spirit. And this becomes God's judgment seat again, where God sits in your heart. If you do something wrong, say, oh my, I did wrong. Some people say, it didn't condemn me to wear short hair and this on. Yeah, they have nothing got, nothing in them to condemn them. So I think it's great to know when we come to communion that we know the Holy Spirit has corrected us and we have received a corrective spirit. We can accept correction. And I'm very glad that Christ is sitting at the throne of your heart, my heart, to help us to keep in line with the word of God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Therefore we read in the Bible, this wonderful Bible verse here, for if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of God, that we should not be condemned of the world. Is this not wonderful? When we are judged, so it's a positive thing when God is helping us, correcting us, telling us, and we, of course, as soon as we are corrected, we say, Lord, I'm sorry, I didn't want to do it. And in this moment, the prophet said, when we feel sorry about it, God has forgiven it. Hallelujah. So every day myself, I humble myself. Every day I feel I have failed there or there. It's for me, my life. I'm glad to humble myself. Humility is something who keeps me alive. This is great. God has given us grace to humble ourselves. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yeah. So, therefore, he's judging us, that we are not be condemned once with the world. Hallelujah. This supreme church came in our life. There's another Bible verse in connection of it in Timothy. Timothy, in 2 Timothy, or 1 Timothy, let me see. To read the English Bible, this is for me also something. In 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 24, some men's sins are open beforehand. Some men's sins are open beforehand, going before to judgment. And some men say, follow after. So I am very glad about it, to have this opportunity. I rather want to be judged today, corrected today, instead of knowing something, the sins are following me. And one day I have to stand in the white judgment seat of Christ, of God, the white throne judgment. Yeah. So it's a great blessing that we can be judged today, that we will not be condemned with the world. Hallelujah. I think it's wonderful to know it and to understand it. We should love him today. Do you love him? Amen. Amen. This I want to share with you for the communion. And I also thought it's wonderful that we belong to the body of Christ. How many belong to the body of Christ? That's wonderful. And the prophet said you cannot organize the mystical body of Christ. The prophet said the body of Christ is a mystical body of Christ. I like this word, the mystical body of Christ. The world cannot understand our behavior, our actions, how we live, how we clothe, how we think, how we speak. We are for them a mystery. Hallelujah. This is a mystical body. Praise the Lord. And you belong to the mystical body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the real church is a mystical body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the prophet said, when we are coming to the communion, we now to discern the body of Christ are the real believers. Can you say amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Now every person that comes to Christ, comes out of the world, comes into Christ, comes into his mystical body, and you are a member of that body when you are brought into his church, called out and baptized into this mystical body. He calls the church the bride, and the bride and the bridegroom is no longer two people. They are one. She is flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone. We know it. Hallelujah. So this mystical body you cannot organize. We have not to be worried about the body of Christ, about organization and denomination. This is not a problem for the body of Christ. This is only a problem about the so-called message believers. But you cannot organize the body of Christ. You can forget it. Hallelujah, because we have a head, and Christ is the head of the body. And we are led through the head of Christ. That's wonderful. And I'm very glad about it, that we belong to this mystical body of Jesus Christ. And we become a full member of his body when we are filled with the Holy Ghost. Wonderful. Yeah, who set it up, this mystical body? Jesus Christ, he's the head of this mystical body. And our headship is Christ, and Christ is the word in its fullness. And we must follow the vindicated word of this hour by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. This is wonderful. And I think today on earth, when I look around, there is a wonderful move of the Holy Spirit worldwide, you know? A body move. The prophet speaks also about the body move. And we belong to this body. Hallelujah. To the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know Christ came down. Christ is the word itself. The prophet said the entire Holy Spirit came down to unite, to deliver us, to lead us. He is here to marry us, to unite himself with us. It is uniting time, the prophet preached, and Zion. But it's an interesting quote. I want to share this quote with you. He said, just a moment now, he chooses a bride to reflect his character. Character to which the modern churches of today certainly misses his programs here a million miles, cause they deny this to be the truth. So how could it be? He is looking for the day for that bride to be formed. Hebrews 13:8. Just exactly like he was. It's got to be his same flesh, same bones, same spirit, same everything, just exactly built up, and them two then become one. Until the church becomes that, they are not one. The character of him, the word for this age, must be molded. She must be molded like he is. And this is his time today. God is molding us, forming us, our character. Therefore we have problems and difficulties and trials and tests, because God wants to form our character, that we are formed in his character, that we may have the same flesh, same spirit, everything the same. And the prophet said, until the church becomes that, they are not one. I think it's very much also interesting when we think about uniting time. First, we need to express his character. And the prophet said, and his character is a message for this hour. First, he wants to find his divine nature. First, he wants to be, to see the manifestation of the virtues in our life. Then the capstone comes down and will unite himself with us. And after he finds his character, the nature of God, life of his life, flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone, he will unite himself. Then the bride will serve Christ as the wives serve, are serving their husbands. And the bride will serve Christ in manifesting the promised word for our day. He deserves the best of our life. And what is the promised word for our day? To manifest, the prophet said, not two tables of stone, like in the days of Moses, but to manifest his presence. The word being made flesh again. And then he said, of course, the bride will have his mind, and therefore she is doing his will, and his will is his word. There's a mighty body move just now worldwide. There's a wonderful positive move over the earth. A great move, a positive thing. Don't put your eyes to the negative thing. Look to these positive things. And we have a leadership. And Christ came down, sitting at the throne of my heart, your heart, helping you. Like the prophet said, revival time is to come back, to be called back, to get in line with the word of God. This is a revival we have. Coming back to the word. Word. It's the same word. But it must be, it can only be through correction. God will tell us what is right and what is wrong. And we put those things aside and we say, thank you, Lord. And God is forming us and helping us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I hope you understand. I hope you see it. The prophet said it. These virtues from 2 Peter chapter 1, 3 till 11, this is the nature of God, has to be in there before the capstone will even come on it. So we have to manifest the virtues of God. We have a lot of opportunities in our life through faith to manifest virtue, patience, temperance, to express it. And after we have expressed it, then the headstone will come down. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I think we love the message very much. We are very grateful for a prophet of God, or not? Yes, I think so. The prophet said in one quote, he said, well, that's the way Christ is himself, the gospel, the message is. When you once see the message of the hour, there's nothing else you can see but that. Then you are single-minded. You cannot spend too much time for all the videos looking for this and this and this. You are single-minded. You know, because you have to concentrate, to focus yourself on this wonderful person. And the message is not letters and papers. The message is a person. It is Christ himself, revealing himself, opening the seven seals, showing his character, showing us, whispering to us his mysteries, showing us the promises for our day. He did wonderful things for us in our time. We are overwhelmed. We are so much happy about it. And the prophet said, when you once see the message of the hour, there's nothing else you can see but that. That's all. Everything else is gone. The rest of it, it's just a filler.
Amen.
Your family is a filler. Your job is a filler. Your houses and life is a filler. There's only one thing, one important thing, that's Christ. And we want to become one with him. So we have to concentrate ourselves unto him. To look, to submit ourselves completely. And then he is doing the rest. Hallelujah. Accepting correction during preaching, being judged today, because he's sitting at the throne of your heart, judging yourself today. Think about that you will never be judged again, because you have to be judged first. Because we hear sometimes the bride have eternal life. Yes, we have eternal life. Yes, we have went from death unto life. Yes, the bride will be never be judged again. Right? Of course. But she will never be judged again in future because she is judged here. She has accepted judgment here. She has accepted the message for their day here. She has humbled herself here. She has received the atonement. Christ, the person, she said, yes, Lord, I take it, Lord. Do it in my life. Lord, help me, Lord. Bring me out. And he's doing all what we need in our life. Hallelujah. I hope you understand. The prophet said, before the church can ever be raptured and taken through the hall of fame, in this great rapture, it goes here through the hall of critics. All that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecutions. It must go through the criticism. No criticism, no glory. So don't be upset when people criticize you. This is a part of our life. But one day, he will take us in the hall of fame. Amen. And he will say, that's me. That's me in bride form. That's me hidden behind human flesh. Hallelujah. Christ himself walking again on earth. Wonderful. Amen. We love to know there is a great body move. Who is the head? Christ. That's the intelligence. How is the body move? By the head. And the government shall be upon what? What is his shoulders? His body. He's ruling today. Because we are the only visible form of Christ. Christ, you cannot see Christ, but we are his body. And he's ruling today. The prophet said, he's ruling today in a spiritual kingdom already. And we are his shoulders, his body, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you to be in a positive acceptance of the word of the Lord. The prophet said, when we receive the word of God, then we become God's word in our flesh. The church should be in that condition to receive the word. Amen. The word is helping us. And then we become the word of God in our flesh. I love it. In closing, if you see one member of the body of Christ doing something evil, don't tell nobody else. Don't tell nobody else. Here in Canada or in USA, you can call very cheap. You have to pay nothing. I heard you have all the same phone. So you can speak a lot with one another. I feel sorry about it. I would change it completely. I would make you paying for 1 minute $10. I'm a revolutionary, yeah. I have strange ideas sometimes. Because I want to avoid you, you know? To be deceived, you know? when you speak a lot of things, a lot of words, you are easily deceived to say something. Later you say sorry. That was not okay. You have to call again. Please don't tell nobody about it. I feel sorry. And the person told you, telling you, I have already told somebody. And this person, I asked the person, don't tell nobody about it. It's already going on. And the prophet said, when you see a member, look around. Members of the body of Christ. We are human beings. We are failures. I'm in myself not good. Christ is good in me. He is the overcomer. He is a great person. And when you see one member of the body doing something evil, don't tell nobody else. But go to that member with love and see if you can't bring them back to Christ again. If you cannot do it, then tell one person or let them go with you. Do it the way the scripture said. If somebody said, sister so-and-so, you know, brother so-and-so, don't you believe one word of it. Just leave it go. Because remember, it's the devil trying to tear you to pieces. Just look for him to come in, cause he will do it. Now you let the good man of the house face stand right there, and don't you receive one thing. These people have been set in heavenly places with you, fellowship together around the blessings of God, taking the communion at the table like we do this evening. And the Holy Spirit has witnesses that they are the children of God. So let's just be real sweet, kind-hearted, forgiving, loving. And if the other person talks evil against you, you talk sweet against them. Hallelujah. You love your enemy. You speak something good about them, about Jesus. And that's the way the prophet said we get rid of the devils, of the demons who want to torment us. So we can do also something. You talk sweet against them. Watch how sweet it comes to you then. That's right. Just always return good for evil, love for hate. A great move of the body of Christ today on earth. And I'm glad that I belong to this body. I'm glad that he is helping me to keep in line, to abide or to stay in line with the world. Correcting me, judging me, telling me, no, that's not okay. I said, Lord, forgive me. I want to do right. He's telling me, humble yourself more. Come on. Yield more to myself. Forget your own abilities, your own education, your own program what you have. I have a program for you. I want to take it over. So humble yourself. And I humble myself more. And God is using me more. Something happened again. I said, oh Lord, I'm sorry. So I have not done it. But the sin in my flesh did it. What I didn't want to do, I did it. Yeah, and God knows that I'm sorry in the moment I recognize it. So he will tell me, that's right, that's wrong. This is, like the prophet said, this is knowledge, heaven-born knowledge, to discern what is right and what is wrong. And I'm so glad for the church. What? Was it good for the church? Yes, I'm glad for the church. He came down to help me, that I will not be judged some day later. I'm glad that he keeps me in line with the world. I'm glad to be helped to abide a Christian. May God bless you when we are going to communion. May we bring everything under the blood. May we tell the Lord, Lord, forgive me when I spoke too much by phone and about somebody else. Be humble. God is not condemning us, we did it, because we are failures. But let us learn, let us accept Christ, and He will keep us in line with the world. He will lead us, and He will bring us home. He is our leader, He is our head, and He came down to help you personally in all your family problems, in all your business problems. He knows the best, He is perfect. And he wants to take it over. So be open for His inspiration, for His revelation, because He wants to inspire you. He wants to give you His thoughts. He wants to take over your mind that you can get it, what He wants for you to do. Yeah, blessed be His wonderful name. If you do not see one another again on this earth, I believe the rapture is at hand. I believe there's a bride, she's making herself ready. I believe there's a lamb trimming time. She's glad when she can clean her lambs, because she wants to reflect His life, His light today among the people. Today it's a very wonderful time, a mysterious time for the denominations. But there's a bride, hallelujah, on earth. And He has control over her. And He is uniting Himself with her. Blessed be the name. Let us stand up for a word of prayer. Before we go to communion, and Brother Bob will take it over. Lord Jesus, I love You, Lord, for Your great, Your wonderful help, that You came to us. You came into our boat to help us in this dangerous time. Lord, to make it, to overcome. And I am very grateful, Lord, that we have the opportunity that we can put aside all the things what doesn't please You, Lord. And we can accept the word, the message for this day. Thank You, Lord, for mercy. Thank You, Herr, mercy, Lord, judgment in mercy. To help us, Lord, to bring us home, Lord. Thank You that You came into our life, that You are Christ the King, sitting at the throne of our heart, helping us, Lord, to make it. Lord, I pray for all these wonderful people here. May You help them, Lord. May You be with them, Lord. And may we be aware You are not far from us. You want to be Christ, the King in us. With the mind of Christ in our hearts. It's so wonderful, Lord. Thank You for divine love. Thank You, Lord, for the life, for Your own life living through us. Thank You, Lord, for Your own works You want to reflect through us. Thank You, Lord, that You are here. I pray, Lord, may You give us encouragement. Lord, also to accept what You want to tell us. Protect us, Lord. Help us that we do not remain proud or selfish. Help us that we also be aware we need You, Lord. We need the judgment today, that we're not being judged months later. I thank You for the church here, Lord, for the believers. Once again, I want to pray for Brother Jeff. Bless him and his family, and Brother Lonnie Jenkins. We love You, Lord, and we are grateful for those men of God. Help all those who are working together here. We are members of Your body, and we want to keep one another. We want to protect one another. We want to help one another. We want not to discover one another. No, we want to protect one another through prayer. Lord, we are so thankful. Going now to the communion, asking You before, cleanse us just now, Lord, from from everything what is not from You. Lord, we pray from our hearts that You may help us, Lord. That Your blood may cleanse us, purge us, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Forgive our sins, Lord. Forgive our shortcomings. Forgive us, Lord, and help us, Lord, to be very sincere and also ready to accept everything from You. Encouragement, of course, blessings, of course, but also judgment, because this judgment is in love. This judgment is to help us. This judgment, this correction is that we can make it to be ready when You are calling us home. Thank You. We want to commit the fourth part of this service into your hands. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. It's kind of a magnifying glass every communion, isn't it? We want God just to shine His supernatural light in our hearts. We're no different than Adam, are we? What was his first response when he realized he sinned? Gotta hide. I never understood. It's a mystery to me. As sane, clear-thinking human beings, that we can hide something from God. But who we're really hiding it from is from ourselves. We put it away so we can't see it. And then if we don't think about it, it didn't happen, right? How many knows that's not true? I appreciate the focus on the body. You won't ever attack your brother, your sister, if you understand the connection with Christ and His church. And we're members one of another. That's a lovely thought. Our brothers already read our communion scripture, so if you'd like to be seated, I'll have the brothers come forward. And we'll just begin with the communion and have the brothers play over the communion. I don't have a mic, so I'm going to stay here. Amen. I don't know how you do it in your home. My wife and I, we look in anticipation at communion, and if I say this, you'll watch every week, but it never, every month, I'll reach over and look at my wife in the eye. I say, is everything okay? Now, there's been a few times when I had a little twist in her smile. We get that right. If you got aught against your brother, the Bible doesn't say wait for your brother to come to you. He says you go to him. And just commit this thing. We're in the presence of God tonight. This is a unity feast. This is not this. And Brother Bram called it a showdown as well, because this is where we're identifying with the shed blood, with the sacrifice of Christ, and we identify with our brothers and sisters. It's a love feast. Love for Him and one another. And just commit that. If there's something, as I said that just a minute ago, something, God just touched something in your heart. Say, Lord, I'm going to take care of that. I'm going to take communion with a pure heart, with an open, a clear conscience. So let's just ask God to bless us.
Our precious Lord, as we just bow our hearts before You now, as we ask You to bless and sanctify the bread that's been prepared, the blood that, or the wine that's representing Your blood. We just ask Your blessing upon each one as they partake of it. May it just be a precious time for each one of us. We thank You, Lord, that we can come before Your table now again tonight and know that we are part of Your body that You have kept unto Yourself here on this earth. We just love You and thank You for it in Jesus Christ's name.
Be some wicked way in me, please me from every sin and set me. Search me, O God, and know my heart.
desire to magnify.
You are
consume me, Lord. How many just want to just kind of bathe? We don't just bathe in His presence a little bit. Consume me. Sometimes I wonder if God would want anything to do with me. You ever feel that way? And yet He chose to make me part of His family. When I was unlovely, Christ loved me. When you were unlovely, and some of us still have episodes of unloveliness, but His love transcends all of our sin. The Bible says that love covers a multitude of sins. It literally passes over our sin. If you want a honeymoon for the rest of your life, you know what you have to do? Because if you're married, if you ain't married, you can't have a honeymoon. You can have a honeymoon with Jesus. But if you want a honeymoon, you gotta pass over every sin, every shortcoming in your mate. Just like Jesus passed over yours. It's no different. Except he that's what the Garden of Gethsemane was all about. Before we could have communion today, there had to be a garden experience where Christ says, Lord, if there's any way I can pass this cup, and I don't have to partake of this cup, let it happen. He had no problem obeying the Father every step of the way. But this was one where He knew He was going to bear the sins and the pain associated with those sins. Aren't you glad He did that tonight? Because He didn't choose you on your merit. Because grace, by definition, is what? Unmerited favor. I'm glad for that tonight. If I had to earn it tonight, I'm bankrupt. I'm morally bankrupt. I'm a pauper. Because I have no way to get back to Christ except He paid the way for me. Jesus paid it all. And all He wants is you. All He wants is me. Let's sing that. Consume me, Lord. Consume me, Lord, by the fire of Your Spirit. Consume me, Lord, and make me more like Thee. Break me, Lord, and bless the the Lord today. And I look forward to the communion. Now my body says, man, that's a long day. Yours too. But my soul says, but I need it. I long to be in His presence. Now the devil will keep you from, I mean, he'll pile condemnation on you. Oh, you're not worthy to take communion. Well, guess what? All those that are worthy to take communion want you to raise your hand. Wait a minute. In your own self. It's not in your righteousness, it's His. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. So none of us are worthy, but He's made us accepted in the Beloved. He's made us a part of His family. God didn't want to have a family, He wanted to be a family. We're part of it. We can't stop, dismiss ourselves from the community until we sing, I love the family of God. You love the family of God? your family members are part of you. There's some of the same spiritual DNA inside. Amen.
I love this family of God. So closely knitted into one. They take me into their heart, and I'm so glad to be a part of this great family. Oh, yes, I love this family of God. Hallelujah. So closely knitted into one. Oh, yes, I love this family of God. So closely knitted into one. They take me. Hallelujah. Great family.
I'm going to hush in a minute. When I first came here, I've been going here since 1993. We were meeting in the old building. That was my testimony. And some of you can say, brother, that was my testimony. They've taken me into their heart. You see, that's God's people operating God's way with His mercy and His love. And there are plenty of people who don't feel a part. But something happened when my family wandered in here beaten up, bleeding, spiritually speaking. They took me into their heart. And every month when we sang that song, I couldn't sing it without weeping because it was true. Is it true for you this morning? You feel like you're a part of the family of God. This is just a portion of the family of God. Amen. What's the other one that we sing that the Spears used to sing? I'm so glad. Do we have two verses to that, by the way, back there on the computer? Is there a second verse to that? If y'all don't know that one, I'm going to try to teach it to you. Let's just do that.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood, joined heirs with Jesus. Brother and sister around here, it's because we're a family and these folks are so dear. When one has a heartache, we all share the tears and rejoice in each victory in this family so dear.
Second version. Some of you people know the second version. From the door of an orphanage to the house of a king. I no longer. Have somebody help me. Now a new song I now sing.
From rags unto riches, from the weak to the strong. I'm not worthy to be here, but praise God I belong.
Help me. How's it go first?
Door of an orphanage. To the house of the king. A new song I now sing. From rags unto riches, from the weak to the strong. I'm not worthy to be here.
words, a word of prayer? Father, it's just been good to be in your presence, to be with the people that we're going to spend eternity with. And Lord, we're sure not presenting ourselves as perfect, as we sure got flaws. But you've made us accepted in the beloved. Your blood has purchased for us right standing in the very presence of Almighty God. We pray, Lord, that as we leave this place, that we won't leave the feeling of closeness and the feeling of belonging to the family of God. Bless us as we go our way. May you bring us back safely at the appointed time. Bless each one that has to travel at a distance, Lord. We just give you the praise and honor and the glory for what a wonderful day it's been in the house of God. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. You're dismissed.